This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got 3 full hours left of content for you. And we are ready to help you out as much as you would like us to, right? We'll be, here, as I said, till 8 o'clock, till 10 o'clock, excuse me, at 8 o'clock, which I was trying to say, all at the same time. Karen from Natural Alternative will be joining us, so we look forward to that. And then the rest of it's all up to you on what you guys want to discuss. I have plenty of topics to discuss, as always. This time of year, there are so many... You know, I wouldn't call them last-minute things. I almost said last-minute, but they're, you know, some of the last things to do for the season. And we're kind of just waiting for Mother Nature to say, all right, I'm done. And not sure we're there yet. Obviously, the temperatures the past couple days have changed that, right? Kind of saying, all right, we were thinking we were done. Then that temperature just went crazy. So, it wouldn't be a year without having some crazy temperatures this time of year. So, it is what it is. Now, we do have a call on the line. So, I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Rose is in New Hampshire.
Rose, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
My question is, I was gifted fall blooming, or whatever you call them, raspberries. And I was just wondering, do I do anything with them in the fall or early spring? I mean, like to thin them out or protect them, or I just don't know anything about fall, you know, raspberries in particular, and how to take care of them.
Okay. So, you know, we want to take care of them almost the same exact way that we would the regular raspberries for overwintering purposes, right? We want to make sure that they are protected in the same manner, right? These ones are ones that we need to prune in like February, March, though. Okay, so okay. That time frame is the big thing for these, so that they have the whole season to grow. You cut back all of the old and fruited stems. So, you know, stems that had already produced fruit the previous season so that, and you actually prune them down to ground level.
Oh, okay.
Right, so that's one of the big things here. What I suggest doing, because of the fact that it can show you visually on some of these, I always like whenever it's pruning like a blueberry or raspberry, any of those like decent sized bush type fruiting.
Okay.
I like going online and seeing the pictures of pruning them, because they almost show you like which ones to do and how far to do it and what it kind of would look like after the fact. And the reason why I bring that up is because sometimes when you see what it looks like, you're almost like, oh, okay, I feel a little bit better. Like if you, there's a, just a drawing, when you go online and just say fall blooming raspberries pruning, it will show you what they look like midwinter, and then it will show you what they look like after pruning, and then what they will look like during the spring. And there is a difference between the summer bearing raspberries versus the fall bearing. I always find it, when it comes to a blueberry, it makes a lot more sense. You can kind of see it, but if you look at the chart that I'm talking about, it basically shows the raspberry bush is growing in winter. It's not really growing because it's dormant, right? But then when you prune it, you just see little stubs across the ground. But whereas the summer bearing, it's almost like you cut one, leave a couple, cut a couple, leave a couple at the same height because of the difference in it. So the fall flowering is more of a cutback almost all the way, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's mm-hmm. one of the big differences here. Okay. I would still protect it in the same manner you would on a regular raspberry, right? Putting some salt marché or some mulch around the base of it just to keep that soil temperature, the same and more consistent versus, being exposed and the freeze-thaw effect, right? When it's exposed, the soil temperatures can warm up one day, be frozen the next, then warm up, freeze. We don't want that to happen with our root system. We want to stay consistent so that, they're protected and the roots are viable for the next year. Okay, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit different, but the care for overwintering is going to be the same.
Okay. Right, so now I have grass growing up and around it, and weeds and stuff. Do I have to pull all that before I mulch?
Not necessarily. I mean,
okay,
it kind of is what it is. To be honest, having that around there is probably going to give it another version of protection, another like layer, if you will. So I don't see it as a big deal, right? So I think you're going to be okay by just kind of leaving it. What it's also going to do by putting the mulch there, putting whatever you do there, could drown out some of those weeds for next season, right? If you use a salt marché, you can leave that in the spring. Right, you can leave it to make it as a protection, and the sunlight won't go through to the base of the soil for those weeds and the grass that's there, and it might actually drown it out a bit. So, wouldn't be a bad thing.
But
that's
very good.
That's really what I'd look at doing for these late season flowering. The summer fruiting is a different story when it comes to the pruning. So this would be the way you want to go on this one.
Okay. Very good. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for your help.
All
Have
right,
a great
Rose.
Day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And We got plenty of time left in the show, so definitely give us a call with any questions you have, and we'll do everything we can to help you out, as always. So feel free to give us that call, and we'll be here to answer them. Now, the sun, I wouldn't call it the sun, it's just lightening up out there. Going to get a little bit of rain later today. They're talking probably, I think I read like 11, 12. So this morning would be that good time to put that fertilizer that we were talking about at the 8 o'clock hour into the soil, right? Because then you're not going to have to water as much if we get a decent rain, which it seems like it's going to rain, a good amount. It's not going to be like a light rain. I could be wrong. I've been wrong when it comes to this weather more often than not. But just might be a nice, easier way to do it. You're not going to have to water if you've already put the hose away or if you've already had the sprinkler system blown out, right? And these are things that we look for at this time of year for Mother Nature to help us out a little bit. We're going to take a break here. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break, like I said. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, just really getting started. It's early in the show, so plenty of time if you have some questions. I was looking at something over the break. I just wanted to get more information, and I had clicked on a link where it was, a question and answer type, website. And I wasn't even thinking, and it showed somebody, I clicked off of it already, but on the website, it just, it was a question, and then the answer came from somebody who I had as a professor in college, who owns a garden center in the central part of the state, Bemis Nurseries. And so I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. But one of them was talking about those raspberries, those fall blooming raspberries again. And a number of people actually, we're talking about just mowing the raspberry plants down to the ground and doing it, in that March time frame. So I thought that was, interesting, obviously, to be able to add to the conversation that we were having. Some people, the discussion really was, do I mow them down now, or do I do it in the spring? And one of the key points on there was the fact that doing it now will actually affect the stored nutrients and the vigor of the plant. So I thought that was just an interesting piece to it, that pruning now would actually do more damage than good when it comes to those nutrients that are in there and the vigor of the plant, etc. So I just wanted to pass that along. I thought it was kind of cool that, you know, I'm reading it and it's like, oh, I know him. I know them. So wanted to just to say that. But, you know, I do want to say, you know, I mentioned, take a look at, go online and look for either a video or the chart of how to prune your raspberry, your blueberry. I think the blueberry is the one I find the most informative. When looking at those little like charts, right? Because it shows a before and then an after of what you need to prune, and you almost feel like, without seeing something like that, it feels like you're overdoing it, right? You're over-pruning. When in fact, you're really not, right? You're really thinning it out and allowing it to grow more, right? It shows you, you know, there are some out there that they show the red are the parts that you need to get rid of. Or what it'll look like fully kind of like those little side branches versus not having side branches. It's just so interesting, and I find that I could sit here and tell you prune like this, but some of us who are more visual learners sometimes need that just to say, all right, that makes more sense. And I've just found that when it comes to pruning a blueberry, you almost feel like you're doing too much, when in fact, most times it's not enough. So I definitely highly recommend going on to Google, just typing in pruning blueberry bushes or pruning raspberry bushes or pruning whichever, and then going to the images, because a lot of them are going to show you exactly what to do in an easier way that I could tell you. So just some food for thought. I think I didn't mean to actually, it was kind of no pun intended there, but just something to think about, because it makes your life easier when it comes to pruning. Okay, so we got a break coming here. Phone number 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update. Pro-Palestinian protesters shook a White House fence and vandalized it last night, spraying red paint and chanting vulgarities at President Joe Biden. The Secret Service was able to control the situation and no arrests have been made. Israeli warplanes launched airstrikes along the Lebanese border yesterday, while the militant group Hezbollah attacked several Israeli army posts. Syed Hassan Nasrallah, a Hezbollah leader, also threatened further escalation in Gaza and went so far as to threaten the United States, calling the U.S. the Great Satan. the stage set for today's New York City Marathon happening right now. Heavy security is in place, according to the NYPD, for the more than 26-mile race through all five boroughs. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sorry about that. I was going to say and it just didn't come out. But welcome back. I apologize. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we are getting into the time frame, you know, where we're saying, all right, do I prune this back? Do I not? And I wanted to go, you know, give you kind of a list that I found that has a good amount of perennials that you should prune back. And that's once that freeze kind of happens, right? And the freeze is just around the corner in some of the areas. The more north you go, the more likely it's already happened. But I kind of wanted to bring it up because we're at about that time. So, a bearded iris, right? That's one that once this frost hits, we're going to cut back to about 6 inches, right? About 6 inches from the ground. Now, a bee balm. That's one, again. You know, there are different times that you can prune it, because sometimes you need to prune it before fall. But, you know, you can selectively thin some of it out in the fall, and leaving some of those, you know, leave some of the seed heads for the birds out there. Now, Gallardia is definitely another one. You know, you've been deadheading it throughout the season, but you look to prune it back as soon as that frost hits. Catmint or Nepeta. They, you know, there's something that can be pruned throughout the season, but you can definitely prune them back now because that winter cold will actually affect the foliage for next year. Columbine, that's one that you can prune back. Daylilies. Daylilies, I mean, you can do it either time, spring or fall. I think the better time is now so that in the spring there's less for you to do. You're thinking about that time frame versus, you know, making, you know, doing it in your spring cleanup. But it can be done in either. But it is one that makes more sense to do this time of year. Your ground clematis, not the vine. We're talking the ones that stay lower, smaller. They usually bloom late in the summer. This one blooms on new growth. So this fall, you can just cut it right back, right down to the ground. Hollyhocks. Now, these are ones that will bloom throughout the summer into early fall. And you're definitely going to be cutting those back as well. Japanese anemone, another one, right? So just a few things here. We'll go into more of the details as time permits, but we do have a phone call on the line, so I want to get right to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I had a friend that he cleaned my heater out, and he was talking to me, and he said he liked basil. But the only thing, he lives in a townhouse, and they have no, you know, sunlight coming in between, you know. And he said he tried it, but he just can't grow basil in his house. So I was wondering if you could tell me how he could, you know, get this basil going.
Well, you're definitely, this would be the perfect situation for a grow light, right? It is something that, if you can't get the natural sun, it, you know, it's not going to do anything without the grow light, right? So that's where you start first. That's the biggest thing for it. You know, the fluorescent lights are the way to go because a basil plant will need about 10 hours of light.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right, so if you can't get much, the only way to grow it indoors is with a grow light. You know, the, you know, so this is the difference, right? If it was natural light from outdoors, it would be about 6 hours of light. Because fluorescent light isn't the same, it's not giving off everything the same way. You're going to need to have more sunlight because of it. You know, it's it can do a combination of both. And that's what a lot of people will do is they know that, all right, I'm going to put it on the east side of the house. It's only going to get morning sun. And then they supplement later on in the day with that fluorescent light. So if there is one spot that gets some natural light, and that would be beneficial as well because that's going to allow less grow light time frame, right? But if it's just 100% in a grow light, you're looking at about 10 hours of sun, 10 hours of light.
What about a heating mat? Do you need a heating mat or anything to keep it?
Well, so the heating mat's great, but it's also, it tends to be a little bit more for seedlings, smaller. So if you started out with a plant, most likely not going to need it. But if you're starting out with seedlings, that's where that helps because that keeps that temperature at the growing temperature that we need for seeds, right? Because a lot of time with seeds, 60 to 65 degrees, maybe even up to 70, will help them establish a little bit more. Whereas if it's already growing, it can take the indoor temperatures that you already have in the house. We're not trying to force it to stay warmer than it is. We want it to acclimate to the house. Right? So, you know, and then it's just the normal growing of a basil plant in general, right? We want to make sure it's a well-drained soil. So we don't want it to be a heavy, like, dirt, right? So you might want to get just a, you might want to get a potting soil, like a, almost like a soilless mix right? Something that'll hold a bit of water, but at the same time allow the water to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just, that is the best way.
Okay.
A soggy soil can cause the roots to rot.
Mm.
So, you know, that helps with the, you know, sunlight or the grow light will help keep that moisture level down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the real major ins and outs of the of a basil to get it growing indoors. You know, they're organic fertilizers or any fertilizers at any time, you know, don't necessarily need to be happening right at the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're just starting to establish that plant, the fertilizer is not getting to where it needs to go. We want to get that root system going.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I look at using like a Neptune's Harvest, like, or a fish emulsion type plant, soil. I'm not talking right today. I apologize. Fertilizer. But the thing about that, obviously, is the smell sometimes, bringing it indoors, right? So, you know, it's kind of that in-between. Maybe it's looking at more of a synthetic and doing it at half the rate instead of using the full rate. Because you don't want to push too much, right? You don't want to push
too much growth.
Yeah, we want, you know, the basil will keep growing during the winter months and do some of it, you know, you can use it, obviously, but the fact of the matter is it's slower than it would be during the season, and we want to allow it to kind of almost rejuvenate and pull some of that energy into the plant, get a little bit bigger, so that during the season, it can go from there.
Yeah, and I got one more quick question.
Sure.
The other day I was out looking at my rose bush. And
okay.
It seemed, I don't know if it was caterpillars or what was on it, but the leaves were all eaten off. It looks almost like bare, so, you know, sort of bare.
Yep.
I was wondering, is there anything else I could do now to rejuvenate that for next year, or should I wait till next year? Or
I mean, a lot of those leaves are going to be gone in the next few weeks anyways.
Mm-hmm.
When you say it's bare, that means there's no leaf there, like, or
well,
or any
kind of leaf here, and then none, you know, in another stalk. It seems like they ate most of it off, you know.
Okay, now the leaves, though, that the leaves that are there, do they have holes in them, or do they look like they've been chewed from the outside in?
Well, it looks
a little bit of everything.
yeah, you know, I just kind of looked over and I thought, oh no.
Yeah, I mean, at this time of year, you know, I'd want you to look on the undersides of the leaves that are there and see if there's anything there. There wouldn't be a ton of, like, caterpillars that would be really doing a lot right now because they would have already, you know, gone to the next stage in their life, or they're going to be eggs in there. So I'm just wondering if it's one of those things where I'd take a look and see if you see anything on the underside. If you do, you know, you might see something like a, you know, if you do see a caterpillar, you would look at using something like a Captain Jack's dead bug.
Right.
You know, that would be the type of spray you would use anyways, because this is a chewing type insect.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a piercing, sucking insect, we would look more for an oil. But this is a chewing insect, so if it's an insect, most likely, which it would be. So Captain Jack's does all types of chewing insects. So even if it's not a caterpillar, right, any of the chewing insects that could have been on there, it would take care of that. Okay?
And could I clip off the... It seems like some branches are really out. Could I just clip a little bit of that off yet or not?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely could.
Yeah.
If you don't do it now, you can do it in the spring.
Uh-huh.
You know,
sometimes the wind, or, you know, if the wind, you know, that would hurt the branch. I don't know.
Well, sometimes it does, right? And it can affect the vigor of the plant later on. It can affect, because some of the we're looking for the energy to go back to the root system.
Right.
But all that being said, somebody up the street from me has Rugosa roses right on the street, about maybe like 10 feet back. And every year, she cuts them back in half. Right? And every year, I'm like, the first year I was in this house and we drove by, I was like, wow, that's pretty aggressive. And then the next year, I was like, I can't wait to see what happens. The next year, full bloom, double the size again. And this week, I was driving to work, and there she was out there cutting them all back, just like normal. Right? So they can be, there's different ways of doing things, and it doesn't always have to be what the book says.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to try that. Oh, thank you very much.
All right, Mary, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Karen from Natural Alternative will be joining us. So we look forward to that. Now, a few minutes ago we started talking about different perennials that we can cut back for the winter months, right? So I wanted to just finish up a few of them for you. One of those is the peony, right? That actually can be cut back at the end of the season in the fall, because we want to, get rid of any of the bad foliage, any of those things. Once they start to turn that golden color, prune them back, right? Definitely prune them back. Another one would be the phlox, right? Phlox are ones that we definitely kind of think about as one of the spring, earlier spring type plants, but pruning them back is definitely a great way to go. Salvia, right? Once that started to slow down, which it probably has at this point, I can't give you the exact of when it is, but probably has. That's when you're going to cut it back. The energy is going to go back into the plant itself and build from there. Brunera is one. Veronica, which the common name would be spiked speedwell. That's one. Baptisia or false indigo. And yarrow or the achillea, right? These are all ones that in the fall we are definitely pruning back instead of letting the foliage sit there. I mean, there's a number of others out there. Like, obviously, a hosta is one that you should be cleaning up. But I find that any perennial is different of how they want to be done. So sometimes just doing the quick Google search of, should I cut this back? Like a Montauk daisy that we talk so much about does not need to be pruned back. You just let it go. Let it do its thing for the winter months. Right? So there are some that just don't want it to happen. They want to be able to just sit, let all the energy come back into the plant, and build from there. So, you know, I just recommend a lot of times just going online and doing a quick Google search, because all the plants are different. They want a little bit different. I can give you lists all day long, but until you have the plant in your yard and you don't know, definitely see what you can do to look it up first. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Like I said, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us soon. So we look forward to that. And then after Karen's off the line with us, we will be back to answering your questions. So feel free to give us that call. So hold on to the number and call us, you know, close to that 8:30 time frame, so that you're not sitting on hold for half an hour while we wait. Now, like I said, she's going to be talking about a number of things. We're looking at, you know, getting ready for winter. We're getting ready for, the different time frame that we're going into. The ground is going to start to freeze at some point soon. So what do we need to do to make it work? So we will discuss that. We'll also discuss, you know, being prepared for winter. And there's a cool product at the end there that we will discuss as well. So I look forward to that. We will also touch base on the mosquito, flea, and tick control. I will tell you this. In the past week, I have found 2 ticks on my dog. So ticks are still out there, and they are doing their thing. So still time to spray, because we want to make sure that next season, not as many of them are around as well. Now we're going to take a break. When we get back, Karen from Natural Alternative, so stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a few.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.